The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Thailand, known for its tough anti-drug trafficking efforts, made history this past month as Southeast Asia's first country to legalize medical marijuana. Steve Sanford reports on traditions and new developments in the kingdom.
Here in northern Thailand, the cultivation of special herbs for personal use is something of a tradition. Thai marijuana buds were in huge demand, with illegal exports heading to North America since the 1970s. But cannabis as a treatment for pain and depression has long been practiced and is a popular herb for consumers like Ong, who prefer just using his first name.
My relative, who wants to use marijuana as a medicine, calls me because traditional Thai doctors who want to use cannabis don't know where to find it because they don't smoke it. So I help them to find it to make useful medicines.
The government pharmaceutical organization is already working on strain selection, breed improvement, cultivation, and harvesting. As the new year rolls in, the Homegrown Institute will be tackling some major diseases using extracts from the plant.
In the first year, we want to make a clinical research for condition so that seizure in childhood, epilepsy, and intractable pain, and multiple sclerosis, and the side effect from anti-cancer chemotherapy.
While optimism is still at a high, some experts are concerned about future problems arising from competing economic interests.
Whenever profit from distributing substance to the public is outweighed the harm from the substance, then it's very difficult to control the negative impact. Alcohol would be a good example. If we not concerned about this and allow cannabis to be commercialized to serve the profit for private enterprise, I think we are going to end up similar condition as alcohol problem around the world.
With global profits projected to reach more than $20 billion by 2022, a cloud of uncertainty remains on Thailand's bid to enter the race. Steve Sanford for VOA News in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
This has been Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington with an invitation to you to join us next week for another edition.
That was a program from the Voice of America.